This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Basically, the news is it's my job and everybody's job has been taken over by robots. That's the news. And I had no problem reporting that your job might be replaced by automation or Bob's job over here would be replaced by automation. I didn't get depressed about it because I knew my job was safe. I'm good. So, I'm really not going to start crying on air. Yet now there's this headline that says robots could help detect cancer in less than a second. Then what the hell are they going to need people like me for? Now, mind you, I could detect cancer in 2 seconds, but apparently that's not fast enough. For all y'all in this smart world, electronic, super fast Wi-Fi, cricket, wireless world, you all want your cancer diagnosed within less than a second, which means I'm going to be out of a job. Is that what you guys want? You want me off air? You know what? Wait a second. Okay. Yeah, I know you want me off air. Okay, that goes without saying. But I mean, do you really want me? Do you? I gotta be careful what I ask. Do you really want no people around when it comes to your medical care? You don't want us doctors? Are we cool? Man. All right, let's see what happened here. Artificial intelligence could detect cancer in less than a second. Look, there's a lot of artificial stuff about me. Ask my plastic surgeon. Trials found that computer programs were able to distinguish potentially dangerous tumors from harmless growths with high levels of accuracy. Okay, well, we know that. I mean, but you need humans. You need humans to use the robots. Okay? I mean, what if the robot thinks everybody is, what if the robot thinks everybody is, mutated? Like, for example, okay, some of us have, let's say, skin lesions or moles or disfigurements on her face, right? Okay? I mean, my nose is one huge disfigurement. And what if that robot decides to think that my facial disfigurement is something bad? I don't know if I can handle that. I think what I need is a robot that just goes, look, okay, I understand, all right? Maybe your breasts aren't equal and maybe they're lopsided, okay? Maybe one eye hangs lower than the other, but look, you're good. That's what I need. And I'm a little nervous about this artificial intelligence because I think the robots are trying to show us off. Show us up. So this research in particular involved bowel cancer or colon cancer, which is the fourth most common form of cancer, I believe, in both men and women. I need to double check that with women also. And so thousands and thousands of people get diagnosed with colon cancer. And in a trial, this AI, artificial intelligence system, was able to distinguish tumors from endoscopy images with 94% accuracy. They say scientists used the program to assess 306 colorectal polyps, which are growths in the bowel, which may or may not be cancerous. So they looked at both men and women. It took less than a second for the system to analyze each magnified endoscopic image to decide whether or not the polyp was malignant. Now, the program worked by matching each growth against more than 30,000 images that were used for machine learning. So basically what they did is they trained the robot to identify what a colon cancer polyp looks like. Now, I'm not hearing any pathology. I'm not hearing any slicing and dicing of the polyp and looking at it under a microscope. This is just a robot looking at the way it looks. And so this was done by British experts from Showa University in Yokohama, Japan, and presented at the United European Gastroenterology Week in Barcelona. So, you know, what does that mean for your eye? Well, it still means we need to get our colonoscopies. It just means that a robot may be in the room. Now, I don't mind a robot being in the room, all right? I've had robots in the room before. I really prefer it than a whole room of, you know, people being in there when I'm, you know, getting my colonoscopy. I think there were like four or five people in the room when I had my colonoscopy a couple weeks ago. Poor people, you know, I'm like, really? Bye, guys. Like, oh, you're going to go to sleep. I go, I'm naked. Go to sleep, but I'm naked. And then I went to sleep. It's kind of embarrassing. But the reason why something like this could be extremely useful in medical practice is whenever we get a colonoscopy and there's a polyp there, or a medical provider or a gastroenterologist will take that polyp and remove it, send it to the lab, see if it's cancerous. Okay? I love the idea of them removing that polyp because then that polyp can never turn into colon cancer. Remember, colon cancer starts from polyps. All colon cancer will start from polyps. Not all polyps will turn to colon cancer. We've talked about that. Like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. So if all cancer will start from a polyp, if a doctor sees a polyp, remove the sucker. The problem is that some of you have too many polyps. You have a lot of polyps. And the doctor can't be sitting there removing every single polyp. Okay? I mean, you know, we got to leave some lining to your colon. There's not a lot of you out there. So if a robot can sit there and scan, and I don't know if it's going to fly around like a droid. I really don't know how that's going to work. I think all it did is it looked at the pictures. But later, you know, we are going to have internal robots. We already have, like, internal cameras that you swallow that go around and take pictures and feed the information to the doctor. And the doctor's like, oh, that looks good. Yeah, turn around, go make a 270-degree circle, take a picture of that. So we still control the robots, but these robots being able to, in real time, help us figure out if that's an issue or not, we're putting a lot of trust into it, but I honestly really do trust machines. Study leader Dr. Yuichi Mori said the most remarkable breakthrough with this system is that artificial intelligence enables real-time optical biopsy of colorectal polyps during colonoscopy. And then this allows the complete resection of something that needs to be removed and not the unnecessary resection of something that is just a little baby non-neoplastic, cute little baby hyperplastic polyp. Have you guys ever seen a little colon polyp? They're so cute. They're just little baby polyps. All right, so good news for those of us that get colonoscopies. Bad news for those of us that really do not want robots taking any more jobs than they do. I think robots are going to be entering Walmart. I think Walmart is now going to try to, you know, come up with the times and start stocking shelves with robots. Or not stocking shelves. Robots are going to start stocking shelves at Walmart, which is great because I can never find somebody to ask, you know, excuse me, you know, where's the enemas? I could go to a robot, and the robot could be like, that way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. We're going to talk divorce with attorney Brian Steinberg. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I'm very, very excited about this next segment. We talk about relationships a lot and marriage rates and divorce rates. And we have a fantastic guest, attorney Brian Steinberg, joining us to kind of, you know, talk us through what's the latest in divorce law and these numbers. Brian, thank you for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on, Dr. Dahlia.
No, anytime, anytime. Attorney Brian Steinberg has a law office in Las Vegas we'll talk about in a little bit. But, yes, if you don't mind, Brian, start with what are the numbers now? What's the prevalence of divorce?
In the United States, it's 50%. Mm. In Nevada, it's a bit higher than that.
Wow. You know, I've been really nervous because, you know my husband, Corey, we've been married 21 years. I don't don't know how he's put up with me that long, you know? It's not like I'm good in bed, so I'm, like, scared to death that one day he's going to be one of those statistics. What are you seeing in your practice?
Well, what I see is if you're wondering about the causes of divorce, it's probably not what you think. Most people think, you know, infidelity is the major cause of divorce, but in my practice, I'm seeing a lot of things such as, you know, financial practices, people going into debt and putting the other spouse in jeopardy by virtue of them going into debt. I see sometimes they are just either doing drugs or basically having problems with prescription drugs.
Mm.
And then after that, it's infidelity.
That's very interesting. Talking about the debt, is the debt more of an issue of people overspending, or is it a gambling issue, or a lack of, you know, well, you're not bringing in the money and I am?
I think it ends up being that, you know, one party just believes, well, you're doing what you're doing and I'm doing what I'm doing, and they don't necessarily see the connection between the two, even though they're married. And it's just sort of like, well, I'm just going to do whatever I want. Or they might have an addiction to gambling.
Absolutely. Yeah, that must be very, very busy, especially practicing in Las Vegas. You know, are you noticing that when most of the couples do approach you, is there such a thing as an amicable divorce? Or are many of these divorces like we see in the movies where it is, I mean, it is tooth and nail and it is fighting for money and, you know, all the dramatics that we see?
It's a combination of both. There are people who, there are issues and there are personalities between them that, I mean, such huge discrepancies in their personalities that, you know, maybe one party is very aggressive and one party thinks they're just going to win and they don't really want to compromise, and those cases go to court. Then again, I do a lot of divorce mediation, and it's just the opposite. And usually they have children, sometimes not. But in any event, they just agree that they don't want to go to court. They don't want somebody like a judge making decisions for them. They would rather make these decisions for themselves if they know how to, and that's what I do as being a mediator. I put them in the position where they can make an informed and intelligent decision.
That's good. We're talking to attorney Brian Steinberg. Yeah, educate us, because, you know, it's interesting. We think, all right, well, you know, there's only one way to get a divorce. There's multiple ways to get a divorce. What are the different ways that somebody can, not that I try to promote anybody does, but it's just, you know, this is an education.
Well, it's important that people understand that there are multiple ways to get divorced. A lot of people come into me and they don't understand that, because some of the ways of doing it are not really discussed. So there's a joint petition, and when you do a joint petition, most of the time people do those themselves. And I mean, if they're going to do that, that's fine. Sometimes they really don't have anything, and maybe not even children. And so there might not really be anything to mess up, but a lot of times they do mess it up, and they have children, and they have possessions, and they really don't know what they're doing. And it can ruin your life. I have clients right now that I'm dealing with that these issues arose, and you're trying to fix something that is really pretty well broken, and that's very difficult to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a big proponent of joint petitions. If there's something to divide, like you have children and there's assets and debts, I think that's probably a bad idea. I think getting an attorney is a good idea. But then when you go that route, here's where a little bit of a problem arises. Some of those joint petitions would have otherwise been litigated cases. Some of them could be mediated cases. I have four questions for a mediated case. Mm-hmm. The first question is, can they be in the same room with each other for up to 2 hours? Mm. Second question is, do they understand what their assets and debts are and understand, you know, issues pertaining to their children? Third question is, do they both feel strongly that they want to make decisions for themselves rather than having the judge make them for them? And the fourth question is, do they both want a divorce? And if one of them does not, are they willing to go along with this process because they know they're going to get divorced anyway?
Wow. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The other thing is, you know, litigated divorce. That's the other problem. The big problem with a lot of these things, I don't know why a lot of people go to court and do the litigated divorce when mediation is such a good option.
Mm-hmm.
It's by far a better option if that's a possibility.
Absolutely. You know, have you ever seen divorce regret? Have people ever jumped to it and then decided to, I mean, have any of the people that you've helped mediate decide to change their mind? Or do the majority of people, once it gets that far, they just keep going?
Actually, that's an interesting question. Because mediation is, I call it a quasi-therapeutic process. I'm not a therapist, but the process, all of a sudden, the parties are talking with each other, and they may not have talked with each other for a long time. They may not have worked out problems with each other for a long time. So all of a sudden, they're in this position where they're thinking, wow, you know, we're working problems out. We're going through this for our divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should, you know, get back together and be married. And I don't have a problem with them attempting that. I usually tell them, you know, wait 3 months, see what happens. If it's looking good, then we're done. If it's not, then, you know, we'll proceed. And most of the time, they, you know, the same problems that they had before are the same ones they had. And, you know, mediation doesn't really fix them. But,
no, that's an excellent point. We're talking to attorney Brian Steinberg. So, you know, if you could go back the 20 years or the 25 years to these couples and tell them what you think they did wrong when they got married, what do you think people are doing wrong, you know, when they do marry that maybe could help prevent divorce later on down the line?
It's a very philosophical question, and I'm going to give you a very philosophical answer based on my own life experience.
Okay, good.
So for the longest time, I've had some marriages that did not work out. And I was always looking at things, and I think a lot of people naturally do this, is they look at a relationship and they go, oh, this person looks really good. I like the way they look. I'm attracted to them. And everything else we can work out.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically loving somebody from the outside in. And that presents a real problem because in a marriage, you really need to know people, how they are as people, and you really end up dealing with the inner person rather than the outer person. And so if you really want to have a better relationship with people, or probably a better marriage, love somebody from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. No, so true, so true. And everybody says love is blind. And so you fall for somebody and you're like, oh, I don't mind that, you know, they're Cowboy fans when I'm a Packer fan. But I got to tell you, that comes out. And, you know, come football Sunday, you guys are going to be fighting. Absolutely. Brian, how can people find you?
Yes, I'm with the Steinberg Law Group, and we're at 702-384-9664, and we're right near the cross streets of Decatur and Flamingo, 4270 South Decatur Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89103.
Excellent. Good. And because a lot of my listeners are out of state, do you have a website or an email?
Yes, we have a website, www.steinberglawgroup.com. And by the way, I've always had a lot of out-of-state clients.
Absolutely. Brian Steinberg, thank you so much for joining us. We'll have you back. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Kevin Spacey has made the news. Two things have come up. One is he has been accused of making unwanted sexual advances towards an actor back in 1986 when Anthony Rapp was only 14 years old. And in his apology for the allegations that had happened almost 30 years ago, over 30 years ago, he came out So in an interview with BuzzFeed published yesterday, Rapp, the actor, now 46 years old, alleged that then 26-year-old Kevin Spacey invited him to his Manhattan apartment for a party in 1986. They were both starring in a hit Broadway play at the time, according to People magazine. Rapp said he was the only teen at the party, so he spent most of the evening in the bedroom watching television. After the party ended, he said Spacey came into the room, picked him up, and laid down on top of him, trying to seduce him. Now, Kevin Spacey apparently apologized for the alleged incident. He said, if I did behave, as he describes, I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior. He further comes out to say, and Spacey is 58 years old, the story has encouraged me to address other things about my life. I know that there are stories out there about me, and that some have been fueled by the fact that I've been so protective of my privacy, as those closest to me in my life, as those closest to me know in my life, I've had relationships with both men and women. I have loved and had romantic relationships with men throughout my life, and I choose now to live as a gay man. I want to deal with this honesty, this honestly and openly, and that starts with examining my own behavior. So, beautiful statement, right? And a very, very eloquent, you know, way to come out. He's a very highly revered, actor. People love House of Cards. He's very, very gifted. I think a lot of people suspected he was gay just because, the stereotypical multi-talented, gorgeous, good-looking, excellent in the arts. Those stereotypes shouldn't be, but they are. So I don't think that comes as a shock, but the reason why now he is under a lot of controversy is because other people in the LGBTQ community are accusing him of choosing to, quote, hide under the rainbow. Wanda Sykes says, no, you do not get to choose to hide under the rainbow. She had come out in 2008. And she told him to kick rocks. So apparently, the deflection of his coming out when he has this pretty big allegation against a minor is upsetting, multiple people in the community as well as not in the community for, how to deflect or deter media from concentrating on what needs to be concentrated on. Well, there's an allegation of him possibly touching a 14-year-old. And this is just a part of this whole big soup that's been going on now with sexual allegations with Harvey Weinstein and multiple other famous actors and producers and directors and people of presidencies. I mean, what now? I think a fourth woman has come out and said George Bush has butt grabbed. We're going to be talking about that in the next segment, the psychology of butt grabbing. All right. There is there's not an art to it. There's a psychology behind it. Why butt grabbing? I don't think I know a woman who never has had her butt grabbed. It's just something that happens. I'm not saying it's okay, but why is butt grabbing so common? In fact, butt grabbing happens even more than breast grabbing by strangers, and we'll talk about why. But the main headline that's been now circulating all over is all these sexual harassment cases and these sexual harassment allegations. And we have people all over coming out to say, look, this is what happened to me, this is what happened to me. And, many people have stayed quiet, and I watch, how people respond to this on Facebook. Why didn't anybody bring this up back in 1986? Well, if you look at the alleged case of Anthony Rapp, he was a little boy, okay, that went to a party, was sitting there in his bedroom, and all of a sudden, here's an actor who he's working with. He probably felt really intimidated. Kids especially, they don't want to come out and talk about that because they think they're going to get in trouble. When I was at arcades or when I was in certain situations where I accidentally got touched, I don't want to say accidentally, where I was touched inappropriately by strangers, I didn't come home and tell my parents. No way, because I knew I would get in trouble. I would be the one getting in trouble. That's how I felt. And my parents would ground me or make me cut my hair shorter. Or my parents were like that. They were very protective because we had somebody in our family who was double raped or gang raped. And so my parents, when it came to me, they wanted to make me as unattractive as possible. So my hair would always be cut short like a boy. My clothes were always loose. They wanted me as little a target as possible. And as you guys know, you couldn't hide my boobs. I mean, Lord have mercy. My parents did not know what to do with my boobs. I mean, they were like, oh my gosh. You know, and any time I had an outfit that started to show my curves, the outfit would just disappear. You know, I'd have to shave my legs. Nope, no razors, nothing. No, there, no, can't wear shorts to school. Can't wear. And so, you know, they were kind of control freaks in terms of that. And they were trying to protect me. I get that. Okay. And then, oh, Lord have mercy. Second I moved out when I was 18, we are talking short skirts and sequins. And yeah, all right. But anyway. Like, I'm a girl, everybody, look at me. I got some curves. But there was no way I was going to talk to my parents because then they'd say, well, then you're never going out here or you're never doing this or you're always going to be on our leash. And so there was no way I was going to, I just, you know, live with it. Fine. It happened. And also, a lot of kids do think it's their fault. They go, well, I shouldn't have walked, you know, and made a left. I should have turned a right. Or I shouldn't have gone to the bathroom by myself. I should have gone with somebody else, you know, which is something that we always recommend to kids, you know, always go to the bathroom in groups, never go, you know, to the ladies' room by yourself. Or boys who are by yourself, always go with groups. And with guys, it's harder. Guys can't really ask each other, you know, come to the bathroom with me. They don't do that, you know. But with ladies, it's easy. Oh, come to, why don't we all go to the bathroom together? You know, we could compare tampon brands. Like, all right, you know, the guys are like, why do they do that? Well, they do that because of safety. It's a dangerous place to go to the women's restroom in some parts. So, you know, you're going to see more and more, probably over the next, I don't know, few months, more and more people coming out saying, well, look, this person touched me, this person touched me, this person touched me. I know, you know, Bill Clinton has apologized, and I don't know what cases have been put to rest or not, but I'm really surprised that we haven't heard more people, you know, accusing him. Yeah, Bill Clinton grabbed my butt, and not so much to accuse him. I think there's a lot of people also that want to be in the news. You know, if a famous person touches you, you know, you're going to get on camera. Somebody's going to write a story about you. And, you know, it's frustrating to somebody like me because, those of us that have ever been assaulted or touched inappropriately, all right, you know, we want to raise awareness. We want to put an end to this. We don't want to see people benefit. You know, promote their own agenda. That's not what we want to do. Now, so Kevin Spacey comes out. Good for him. I think that's very brave of him. But was he doing it to deflect that he might have been very, you know, he says he doesn't remember what happened 30-some years ago? And that could be the case, you know. And again, you know, who's to prove it? But it was interesting that instead of vehemently denying it, you know, he decided to come out. And that's... It's, you know, that's Hollywood for you, and that's also politics. So we'll hear more stories. I'm not sure what's happening right now lately with the Weinstein case. We're going to be talking about the psychology of butt grabbing. Why do people do it? Why is it so natural? It's actually a part of our instinct, and we'll tell you why. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Peyton Manning's accuser is speaking out on alleged sexual harassment, according to CBS News. A former athletic trainer who accused retired NFL star Peyton Manning, you know, Nationwide is on your side. You know, those commercials. If you don't know Peyton Manning, because you don't watch football, he's the one doing all those commercials now that, yeah. And a former athletic trainer has accused him of sexual harassment and is speaking about allegations in her first television interview. Jamie Notright spoke with Inside Edition anchor Deborah Norville and accused Manning of inappropriate behavior as she treated him for an injury in 1996. Manning was a 19-year-old All-American quarterback at the University of Tennessee. He maintains he was horsing around with a teammate. The interview includes never-before-seen video of Manning's 2003 deposition, where he says, "I briefly pulled down my pants to so-called moon him. 1 second, 1.5 seconds, pulled my pants back up and continued with Jamie's examination of the bottom of my foot." So Jamie's a man, I'm sorry. Notright called Manning's account of mooning a lie. Oh, it is a female. So why is they moon him? So there's some typo in this. I apologize. Notright called Manning's account of mooning a lie in her Inside Edition interview. "I was repulsed. I was scared. I was intimidated. It was definitely a predator. Intimidating anger, violent eyes that he had." Now, we're not going to go into, you know, all the stars and, you know, Hollywood producers and presidents, et cetera, and all the different accusations, but we're going to be seeing a lot of it. And many of you might be, a little nervous, because if you ever horsed around with somebody before, if you ever were playful, if you ever did something stupid, it could come back to haunt you. I mean, there's no statutes of limitations when it comes to the media crucifying you. Maybe in court, you might not be able to get in trouble for something that you might have done. But with the media, oh, wow. I mean, there is no turning back. You know, I told you guys, when we were in medical school, there was a picture that we had to do. You know, we had our graduation class picture where we all stood, and then the photographer said, "Everybody be funny." Okay, so now everybody make a funny face. So one of my friends who was in the row above me wanted to kind of do like a can-can type thing with her leg out. So a bunch of us had to grab her leg. And so while I was holding her leg and a bunch of us were making faces, the guy behind me grabbed my boob. And I guess in the picture, you see that, okay? And then in the picture, you see a couple other people grab each other's boobs. And that was our quote-unquote funny picture. That's out there. And I know people in class are like, "Oh my gosh, why did we do that?" Well, because in the 90s, that stupid stuff is what people did. I can't tell you how many times people grabbed my boobs. It wasn't appropriate, very inappropriate. I would smack and hit anybody who did. And in fact, you don't see after the picture where I turned around and I belted him one for doing that. But it was a different time. And now in this day and age, you do something like that, you're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your... And so, what was done back then is, even though inappropriate and, yes, could be considered a crime, now is where we really, define it as one. This is part of the controversy we're now having with George Washington. I think a George Washington monument was taken down, and because he, had owned slaves back in the 1700s. And so, this day and age, we do not condone anybody who owns slaves. But George Washington is the founder of our country. He's on our dollar bill. He's our president. You know, what do we do? You know, do we now isolate and quarantine anybody that ever did anything that to the standards as of the last 100 or 200 years? Do we now have to put all those people up to today's standards? It's a controversy, and that's why, the monument, the Confederate flags, any talk of anybody who fought in the Civil War is starting to become taboo. And we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, in terms of butt grabbing and boob grabbing and stuff, you know, there is a psychology behind grabbing a woman's butt, and it is very instinctual. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying somebody needs to be given the electric chair by any means, right? Or lethal injection. But butt grabbing happens to almost every single woman out there. In fact, I don't think I know a woman who's never gotten her butt grabbed. Why? Well, here's why. First, let's start with the anatomy, okay? So, you know, your butt is made of, four main structures. You got your pelvis, the pelvic bones, right? Ischial tuberosities and hip bones, etc. So the butt is made up of that whole pelvic girdle. Then you have muscles, your gluteus minimus, gluteus medius, and gluteus maximus. That kind of allows you to move. Then you have fat, providing a cushion. And then you have skin on top of it, and that kind of offers a place for tattoos. And the purpose of the butt is to kind of help with pelvis stabilization, help you move your hips, cushion the bones when you fall. But the main purpose of the butt is sexual attraction and activity. So, again, going back to our caveman days when we were more animalistic, all right, sexual positions were not well choreographed. We didn't do, you know, the reverse cowgirl or missionary, okay? Doggy style or mating from behind was the norm. So the butt had to be inviting. It had to be round. It had to appear soft, but it also had to appear to allow easy entry into the vagina from behind. Plus, cavemen, they didn't want to bruise themselves when they mated, so having that cushion helped allow there to be less friction and less of an issue when it came to mating. So you needed cushioning. You couldn't have too much cushioning. Too much cushioning, you couldn't really get in as far as you needed to, but hardly any cushioning would hurt. So, with most animals, even cats and dogs, sexual activity starts with a touch of the behind. So I see my cats, they'll go up to each other's butt, and then they'll start mounting each other. And that's, you know, so the butt is the thing touched first when it comes to sexual activity. Plus, humans love round shapes. Right? They just love, I mean, they love any shapes. You know, we talked about pubic hair, how it's triangular, kind of giving people with poor sight an arrow on where to go. Breasts are round, the areola are round, so infants kind of know where to go. It's like a target on where to go to feed. So, you know, instinctively, humans are very attracted to very easy to see shapes. And the tushy is a very easy to see shape. You have, you know, the small of your back, you have a narrow waist, and then all of a sudden out comes the tushy. That looks very, very round. And humans are fascinated with round, bouncy objects. Why do you think rubber balls, right, those little toy balls are still so popular in toy stores and sporting goods stores? People like round, bouncy things. Plus, it's very easy for somebody to grab your butt because it's less intrusive than touching your face. The butt is behind the girl. So if the butt is behind the person, it's not as I'm in your face. And it allows you to very easily, you know, go, oops, it was an accident. So, you know, what women need to do, unfortunately, because it is such a very instinctive, easy thing for people to do, is you got to hide the butt. Now, my mom, my grandma, most of our moms and grandmas, they knew exactly what to do. They wore muumuus. If they didn't want anybody to grab their butt, they never showed the curve of their butt. Older women know exactly how to hide their butt because they don't want to get their butts grabbed. I mean, those of us who do won't. Well, I mean, I'll be wearing tight jeans till I'm 80. But in terms of, you know, people are like, look, I'm tired of my butt getting grabbed. That's why the muumuu came out. So you can't see the waist, you can't see the buttocks, but you got to avoid the short skirts, jeans, tight-fitting pants, thong bikinis, because it is instinctive. People grab; they are gravitated towards grabbing something that's soft and round, and it happens, which is why you'll see older men starting to deal with dementia. It's very easy for them to grab a butt. All right, it's right there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.